This is the Sakar Murli of 3rd of August 2026. Essence. Sweet children, you are the true Raj Rishis and Raja Yogis, and you therefore definitely have to become pure in order to claim the kingdom. Question. Paying attention to what makes you become worthy of the kingdom? Answer. If you pay full attention to this study, you can receive the kingdom. Listen carefully to what the Father says and imbibe it well. When the Father speaks to you and you children listen to him, you will receive the kingdom. If, while listening to him, you yawn or nod off, or if your intellect wanders around, you will lose the kingdom. Therefore, pay full attention to this study. Song. We have to follow this path where we may fall, and we therefore have to be cautious. Om Shanti. The Spiritual Father explains to you, spiritual children. Today, Baba will explain to you, children, about Hatha Yoga and Raja Yoga. You children know that whatever yoga people outside teach, it is Hatha Yoga, because they are sannyasis who are renunciates of karma. In fact, householders should not study Hatha Yoga or the renunciation of karma. That is the path of isolation and a separate religion. Your religion is the deity religion. Those deities attain their kingdom by studying Raja Yoga. You are now Raj Rishis. Rishis are those who remain pure. You are now pure. If you don't remain pure, you cannot be called Rishis. You become pure in order to receive the kingdom. Those people don't become pure to attain the kingdom. You know that we had a pure kingdom in the pure world. It became the pure, worthy of worship, family path of the deities in Bharat 5,000 years ago. They have now become impure worshippers. How did they become impure? There is the account of 84 births. The Father who is teaching you easy Raja Yoga also tells you the account of 84 births. What would those of the sannyas religion know about other religions? This is the ancient religion of the deities. That religion comes into existence later. Sannyasis cannot understand that which took place in the past. You know there are many types of Hatha Yoga. Hatha Yoga and the path of devotion begin in the Copper Age at the same time. This is now Raja Yoga. Those people have been studying Hatha Yoga for birth after birth. You study this Raja Yoga for just one birth. They take rebirth and have to study Hatha Yoga for birth after birth. You don't have to take rebirth in order to study Raja Yoga. Only at the confluence age do you study this Raja Yoga. Once you have received the kingdom, and it is heaven, all the other religions disappear. You are Raj Rishis. Radhe and Krishna are pure. Sri Krishna is also called a Mahatma, great soul. Mahatmas are pure. You too are now Mahatmas and Raj Rishis. A Mahatma means a pure, great soul. These things are not mentioned in the scriptures. The scriptures are created later. They sit and write them like stories. They sit and make up plays about the things that happened in the past. None of those things is true. The Father is now teaching you children in a practical way. They have then made up some history about this. There were the Yadavas, the Kauravas, and the Pandavas. They must definitely have existed at the Confluence Age. People have sat and made up a history of the Confluence Age. The festivals too belong to the Confluence Age. The festival of Rakshabandhan is based on purity. The memorial of that starts later. The father makes everyone pure here and has them make a promise. Sikhs wear a steel bracelet, and that is a sign of purity. Hindus wear a sash or string, which is also a sign of purity. However, they don't remain pure. They have a rakhi tied, but they don't understand the meaning of that. Previously, Brahmin priests used to tie rakhis, but now a sister ties a rakhi on her brother, and he gives her a gift of money. This fashion has now been created. In fact, it is a matter of purity. The father says, "Children, lust is the greatest enemy." Those Brahmin priests don't explain in this way. The unlimited father now says, "Children, promise that you will remain pure and never indulge in vice." You call out to the father to come and purify the impure. No one calls out to him in the golden and silver ages. That is the kingdom of Rama. This is the kingdom of Ravan. The five vices don't exist in the kingdom of Rama. As are the king and queen, so the subjects. You children know that you are now claiming the kingdom of heaven from Baba. You definitely have to leave this hell. Baba has come to purify us and take us to heaven, so why should we not become pure? They have many different types of Hatha Yoga. Go and see the variety of Hatha Yogis that there are in the museum at Jaipur. Nothing is accomplished through that. They just continue to come down the ladder. The father has explained that when Bharat becomes impure and the kingdom of Ravan begins, the earth begins to shake. All the golden palaces, etc., go down below. It isn't that the palaces were looted. Just the temples were looted, and some of the gold and jewelry was taken. You are those who have the greatest interest in jewelry. As soon as you go to heaven, you wear jewelry and rule the kingdom. Those of other religions do not rule a kingdom as soon as they come. You are claiming your inheritance of the kingdom of heaven from the unlimited father. The father sits here and explains this. He doesn't recite the Gita to you. I did not speak everything that is written in the Gita. It was human beings who later made up that scripture from the elevated versions I spoke. Only you heard the things that I said to you, and you then went and ruled the kingdom. This knowledge doesn't remain there. The father sits here as the teacher and teaches you. The father only explains in Hindi. Here everyone speaks Hindi because your language is Hindi. In fact, the ancient language is Hindi, not Sanskrit. The Sanskrit language emerged after Shankaracharya. Those who come later start their own language. It isn't that Baba spoke the Gita in the Sanskrit language, no. Guru Nanak has his own Granth. He established the Sikh religion, and people therefore believe him to be an incarnation. There are even kings in that religion. There are no kingdoms amongst the sannyasis. Baba has explained, Buddha, Christ, etc. are at first householder souls. However, those who are impure householders cannot establish a religion. A pure soul entered each of them and established a religion. There are many other different religions. They come and establish their own small sects, etc. This too is shown in the picture of the tree. There is a lot of difference between Hatha Yoga and Raja Yoga. These matters have to be understood. Those who can't understand these things continue to nod off or yawn all the time. You are receiving treasures here. This income is very great. You fill your aprons with jewels. You have to listen to this with your eyes open. If you continue to nod off or your intellect continues to wander around outside, you cannot attain the kingdom. You are Raj Rishis who attain the kingdom. The Father and not Sri Krishna is establishing the kingdom. Sri Krishna receives the inheritance from the Father. Your Father is the incorporeal one from whom you are to receive the inheritance of the kingdom of the world. You become so wealthy. Only the one Father comes here and teaches you Raja Yoga. You can travel and tour around, eat and drink, but you simply have to remember the Father. The wealthy definitely eat well. They eat the fruit of their income. You may eat malpuda, fried sweet roti, specially prepared for Borg on Mama's Day, or just plain roti. But remember the Father. You may eat anything. What do you have all the money for? Baba doesn't forbid you anything. Simply have yoga with the Father. There is no expense in establishing this kingdom. There is so much expenditure on those wars. There is so much expenditure on aeroplanes. When aeroplanes crash, they are totally destroyed. There is so much damage caused. The Father says, remember the Father while walking and moving around. Continue to spin the discus of self-realization. We have completed our 84 births. We are now going home. We will return home and then come and rule that kingdom. You are actors. Those films last for 2 to 2.5 hours. This unlimited play continues for 5,000 years. Only human beings can understand this. This world is a forest of thorns. The biggest thorn is lust, because it causes sorrow from its beginning through the middle to its end. The second number thorn is anger. Look at the signs of it. The Mahabharata war. When they become angry about something, they immediately start dropping bombs. They have now created such bombs, don't even ask. There is no battling, etc. in the Golden Age. The Mahabharata war has been shown at the Confluence Age. There is no mention of this war in any other scriptures. When you are there, you are the masters of the whole world. There cannot be any question of a war there. They have portrayed a war between the devils and the deities in the scriptures. However, the deities are non-violent. You become the masters of the world through the power of yoga. This is the power of silence. You don't have to say anything. Through this power of remembrance, you claim that kingdom of the world from Baba. Look how much difference there is. Destruction takes place with the power of science. Through that very science, you will then see the happiness of the Golden Age. They invent things with science. They do that for happiness. They too will come and take this knowledge. Everyone comes to the exhibitions. As you make further progress, everyone will come. The sound of your power of silence will spread. You ask them who the God of the Gita is. No one else can ask such a question. You should also put up the picture at the place where you ask this question. Is the God of the Gita the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, or is it Sri Krishna, the one who takes the full 84 births? Only the Father makes you pure from impure. The Krishna soul takes 84 births and becomes ugly. The Father sits here and explains, you have taken 84 births. You do not know your own births. Actors should know how they take 84 births. The religion of the sannyasis is completely separate. Because the people of Bharat do not know their own religion, they continue to go into other religions. When someone receives wealth through the blessings of a guru, he stays with that guru. However, if he then goes bankrupt, he would say that that is the will of God. When they have a son, they become very happy. But if the son dies after 10 to 12 days, they say that that is the will of God. It is not in my hands to bring him back to life. Baba has seen many such examples. There are many of them like that. The Father is sitting here and he tells you children, sweetest children, become pure. Do you remember that when the great Mahabharat war took place, Draupadi called out, Baba, these devils are stripping me, protect me from them. This is a matter of 5,000 years. Only because of this vice are innocent ones assaulted. Even some women are such that they cannot do without poison. They are named Surpanka and Putana. Those who harass others for vice are Kans, Jarasandha, Shishupal, names of devils in the scriptures. All of them are to be destroyed. At this time it is the devilish kingdom of Ravan, and it will then be God's kingdom. You now know the whole cycle of how you take 84 births. You forget this when you indulge in vice. The faces of those who indulge in vice grow pale. They themselves understand this and feel, what have I done? The Father says, children, don't fall into that gutter of poison. It causes you sorrow from its beginning through the middle to its end. Don't get involved in that. Take an oath that you will never indulge in vice. God speaks, lust is the greatest enemy. In every picture, write this first, the ocean of knowledge, the purifier, the bestower of the knowledge of the Gita, God Shiva, speaks. Then the name of Sri Krishna will be removed. The God of the Gita sits here and teaches us this. We are receiving this same knowledge now. God comes and establishes a new world, and this old world is then destroyed. There is the sacrificial fire of this knowledge of Rudra. It is really Shiv Baba. You wouldn't say Rudra Baba. In Bombay they have the Baburinath temple, Lord of Thorns. Babul means thorns. Why have they named him Baburinath? No one understands this. The image is of Shiva. They have given him many names. Shiv Baba comes and changes this forest of thorns into that garden of flowers. He is your Baba, and his name is Shiva. The words are very clear. Salutations to the Supreme Soul Shiva, and salutations to the Brahmins who are to become deities. Just as a physical father would explain, so the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, sits here and explains in exactly the same way through this chariot. Children, don't defame the name of my clan. Don't do anything bad. This Baba also says, children, never indulge in vice. Unless you become pure, you will not be able to claim a high status in heaven. You are earning a very great income, whereas everyone else is losing everything. Although someone may have multi-millions and build huge palaces and spends hundreds of thousands of rupees, you understand that all of it is a waste of time. None of it will be useful. Everything will be destroyed. They think that it will continue for 10 to 12,000 years. You children understand that death is just ahead of you, hanging over your heads. In just a short time, there will be earthquakes and everything will begin to shake. Countless people die in earthquakes. Destruction now has to take place. You have had visions of that destruction and establishment. You will then see those again with your physical eyes. They make so much endeavor on the path of devotion, but no one can go to Vaikunth, paradise, yet. There cannot be salvation without this knowledge. All of those are toys for the path of devotion. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Don't perform any bad actions that would defame the name of the clan. Promise yourself that you will remain pure. 2. Don't waste your time or money. In order to go to that garden of flowers, remove your thorns. Blessing. May you become constantly powerful by playing alaukik games with the alaukik toys, and thereby remain unshakable and immovable. To experience obstacles of Maya in this alaukik life is also an alaukik game. Just as you are made to play in order to increase your physical strength, in the same way, in this alaukik age, consider adverse situations to be toys and play alaukik games. Do not be afraid or nervous about them. Surrender yourself and all of your thoughts to Bapdada, and Maya will never then attack you. Every day at Amrit Vela, be a detached observer and decorate yourself with all the powers, and you will remain unshakable and immovable. Slogan. To listen to and relate worldly news is also to accumulate rubbish in yourself. Avyakt signal. Finish the seed of impurity and become completely clean, pure. Bapdada's main order is to stay constantly in remembrance and to remain pure in your thoughts, words and deeds. Not to have any impurity or uncleanliness, even in your thoughts, is to have complete purity. If your thoughts are touched by old impure sanskars, or you have waste thoughts, or they come in your dreams, then this is not said to be complete purity. Therefore put the first lesson of may you be pure and may you be yogi into practice, for only then will you become equal to the Father and claim a right to come close to the Father. Om Shanti.